Today, we're remembering Korean War veteran and Medal of Honor recipient Tibor Rubin. He died recently at a hospice center in Garden Grove, California. He was 86. Here's Tibor from a documentary talking about the night in Korea when he found himself alone on a hill guarding an ammunition dump when North Korean troops attacked.
So what happened? I was by myself in a mountain. It was a small mountain. And I ran to one foxhole, next foxhole, you know, that I tried to tell them that more like it's more than one man here. Because if they find out one man, I would be killed in no time. So I was successful in holding the hill around 2 days, I think.
Rubin was born in Hungary. He survived World War II in a Nazi concentration camp, which was liberated by American troops. He was the only Holocaust survivor to receive the nation's highest military honor, though it was a long time coming. Daniel Cohen has written a biography of Rubin, Single-Handed, which came out this spring. Mr. Cohen is with us from the studios of NPR West. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Eric. Appreciate it.
Tibor Rubin, he had just an incredible life. He was born in Hungary in 1929, and at age 14, he was captured by the Nazis and taken to the Mauthausen labor camp in Austria. Tell us about his time in captivity during the Holocaust and how that shaped his life and outlook.
Well, first, Tibor was shaped by his cultural traditions. He was raised in a strict Jewish family, so he learned a regard for all human life. But in that concentration camp, he learned survival skills that he otherwise would never have had any inkling of. And in addition to the Nazi horrors, he was able to figure out how to keep his body and soul alive under the most dire of circumstances.
Mauthausen was a slave labor camp, more than a death camp, although many thousands died there.
Yes, indeed. And that was one of the reasons that he survived. Although it was horribly crowded, the conditions at the end deteriorated, and he nearly starved and might have died had it not been for the liberation by Patton's 11th Armored Division in the spring of 1945.
So he's rescued and liberated by the Americans. He eventually returns to his hometown in Hungary. And as I understand it, you know, most of his friends and relatives were dead, killed in the war. And he made his way to the U.S. eventually and repeatedly tried to join the army. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he wanted to repay the U.S. for saving his life. But he couldn't speak English very well, and he could not read or write. And he flunked the test twice, and on the third time, the recruiters took pity on him, thinking that he was so motivated, and allowed him to cheat by looking at the guy's papers on either side of him. Mm-hmm. So from that point forward, he became a G.I. Joe and actually volunteered for Korea, in spite of the fact that he didn't have to go because he was not a U.S. citizen.
So semi-literate, not a U.S. citizen, the Korean War breaks out, and he volunteers to go fight.
Yes, he volunteers to go fight, and a sergeant, a master sergeant assigned to the unit who is an avowed anti-Semite, who assigns him, among other things, to staying alone on a hill to watch over an ammunition dump while the rest of the company retreats. Well, Tibor thinks he's done for. He prays to God, then he curses God, and then he fills all the foxholes with hand grenades. And when the North Koreans attack at 4 in the morning, he fortunately and through crazy hysterical behavior holds them off until the American corsairs come in the middle of the day and chase the remains of them away.
Almost single-handedly.
Literally single-handedly. However, I think it's important to note that while Tibor was a great hero, he was a reluctant hero. The idea of killing the enemy literally sickened him. And while he was later commended for that, his principal achievements were having kept so many American POWs alive during the most dire circumstances of their incarceration later on in the war.
Hmm. So, Daniel, it wasn't just the incident on the hill for which he was awarded the Medal of Honor. It was his entire service during the Korean War.
Exactly. He was cited for numerous things, including rescuing a GI who was left for dead on the battlefield and having kept maybe 30 guys alive who might otherwise have starved during their incarceration in Camp 5 in North Korea. Tibor used knowledge that he gained in Mauthausen to nurse sick GIs back to health and also to leave the camp in the middle of the night to scour the local fields and so forth for food. So he was a tremendous humanitarian. And I think that's as important as any of his actual military exploits.
When you spent time with Tibor, or as he was known to friends, Teddy, what was he like personally, and how did the war affect him?
I think that the experience in Mauthausen steeled him for everything that came afterwards. Because remember, his fellow GIs were green recruits. He had seen so much of Nazi atrocities that he was fearless, but in a rational way. As a person to talk to and interview, he was charming, funny, insouciant, and bawdy, and an absolute joy. I spent the better part of a year and a half chatting with him.
Reuben received 2 Purple Hearts. He was nominated a number of times by his comrades to get the Medal of Honor. But why did it take more than 50 years for him to receive it?
Tibor was returned. He was repatriated before the rest, before the end of the war, actually, because he was ill and the Chinese communists thought that he might die had he not been returned. And his fellow soldiers, the guys in the POW camp, thought he was dead. It wasn't until 30 years later that they accidentally met at a POW reunion. And one of the mysteries of his life was that for 30 years, he remained silent about his heroics. He needed to be badgered by his fellow soldiers, these guys whose lives he saved, in order to bring his story out. And that in itself is a truly extraordinary, because had it not been for these men, nobody would have ever heard of Tibor Reuben.
So he didn't talk a lot about the war, and he didn't think he deserved an honor, that he was a hero.
No, Tibor felt that all he'd done was his duty, nothing more, nothing less. And this has a lot to do with his very strict religious education. So it really took months of badgering by fellow GIs, guys whose lives he saved, in order for him to talk about this to other people.
Daniel, after the Korean War, Reuben lived in obscurity in California. He worked at a relative's liquor store. After getting the Medal of Honor, I think he said something like, you know, yesterday I was a schmuck. Is that correct?
Well, he used to say that before all of this, he was just a little schmuck who did his best to show his love for his country. And once he got the medal, he was now Mr. Schmuck, the hero.
Well, was it a happy ending for Tibor? Did he feel like he got the honor he deserved and it did help boost his life?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And he loved to tell people the stories, but he liked to talk about the funny things that happened, how he'd harassed the Chinese communists, how he'd somehow cheated death over and over. He was not in any way, shape, or form a bitter individual. I never felt that about him in the year and a half or 2 years, actually, that we spent chatting.
Fascinating story. Daniel Cohen is the author of Single-Handed, the inspiring true story of Tibor Teddy Reuben, Holocaust survivor, Korean War hero, and Medal of Honor recipient. Daniel, thanks so much for speaking with Here and Now.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.